The Sudbury Five took the Flash out of the Lightning in an action packed back and forth with London on January 19 at Budweiser Gardens, taking the win with a final score of 86-83. The first quarter was a busy one with both clubs taking their turn at three-point jump shots, with Sudbury finding early success, taking the game to 9-0 at the 10-minute mark. But with Jeremy Harris, J.D. Miller, and twice Darren Scott, serving fouls and offering up free throws to London, that scoring was countered later with a free throw one-pointer by later a jump shot from the Lightning's Chris Jones, and by the end of the first, the constant net action left the game at 21-18 going into the second quarter. Even with player changeups for the Five, it wasn't enough to stop the Lightning from creeping closer to tying the score, and by 10-23 in the second, overtaking them 26-24. The Five continued their press, and though there was a constant counter from the Lightning, Sudbury managed to bring the score to 48-35. Then a dunk at 11:42 in the third bulked that led to 50-35 Sudbury, and though they managed to hold the score for most of the quarter, Sudbury brought their score to 65 by the end, but the Lightning came up with 61 points. Again in the fourth, a feverish back and forth as bench changeups for both sides lead to desperate shots until Jalen Bland made a three-pointer to take the score to 70 for Sudbury, and a timeout for London. After returning to play, the scoring broke loose for the Five, with the score rising to 76 before a counter from the Lightning. But another foul, and another player changeup brought fresh new advantages, and the almost constant back and forth resulted in a hard-earned 86-83 win over the London Lightning. The Sudbury Five next play the Windsor Express at 7 p.m. on January 27 at the WFCU Arena. See the video highlights from Thursday's game below.